So as we join together, I'm suddenly feeling very feline oriented. So this is the opportunity. In other words, we're adjusting to the truth of self. We're adjusting to the truth of like our highest wisdom. So it's important to arrive. It's important to allow. It's important to unveil. So that unveiling is like the strongest energy of all, because the unveiling is allowing the truth of self to be told, to be exposed, to be welcomed, to be franchised, to be extended, to be permitted, to be invested in. So that investment is coming forth very strongly, where we allow ourselves in our full presentation, we allow ourselves in our full excursion, we allow ourselves in our full mastery essence. So mastery, master, it's like they're saying we kind of swing that word around a little bit here, where everyone's got a master class. And you know, while these are all wonderful and we're getting closer and closer to the truth of our highest performance, that we still haven't stretched into our assertive lifestyle to understand the truth of our soul and the breath of our wisdom and the like our wings fully expanded, fully restored. So allow yourselves to stretch and allow yourselves to expand and allow yourselves to really come into your highest performance, in your highest performance engagement. Because as you will allow yourselves to soar, so when they're saying soar, it's like we're going beyond that glass ceiling. We're going beyond what we've been told. And when they're sharing that, when I'm looking at everyone, it's like everyone's been downsized. Everyone is like committed to fitting into this very small setting. And you can walk around, but you know, don't push the boundaries. Don't go over the ledge. So when we're allowing ourselves to soar, we're transferring into our true vicinity. We're transferring into our true loveliness. We're transferring into our true allocation of worth. So when they're saying allocation of worth, it's really birthing our true divine union, our true divine essence, our true divine exposure. So when they're sharing that, I just see the flame, our eternal flame within. So remember, at our higher heart, there's a flame, there's light, there's the sun, there's a true remembrance. And so when we allow that candle to be lit, we become self-involved, meaning we align with the truth of ourself. Now, in order to do that, we must expand. So just imagine you're a bird, you're a dove, you're an eagle, whoever you want to be, but your wings are clipped. So this is where we've been like, it's just sort of like we're boxed in. So we want to remember that's the false memory. That's the linear self. That's the don't step too far to the edge, you may fall off. And so if we can remember just the way they thought it was a flat earth, that there would be sea monsters that would engulf you if you go beyond the horizon. And that was commonly assumed, that was commonly suggested, and everyone sort of played along. So they're using that word play along because it's sort of like it's a game. It's not real, but we'll play along and pretend that's real. In essence, that's what we all did. We all came inside. So instead of being our full light, instead of being our expansive self, we shrunk down into true misery. So we all understand misery. We all can vote a unanimous yes on misery. Because even if you're enjoying your life and you're feeling fulfilled, you're playing small in terms of you, the truth of self, the breath of self, the wisdom of self, the expansion of self. And so we're all going abroad. And when they're saying abroad, it's sort of like someone that was 1 foot tall is suddenly 13 feet tall. So that's how much we're expanding. That's how much we're lifting up. So all of those, the bird with the clipped wings suddenly have, you know, it's just that dove that represents Holy Spirit, that represents the truth of our light, that's easily assembled, easily. So now we've got Isis and that full expansion, that full weight, that full power. We're going beyond our, they're saying to call it a plaything. Again, the reason they're using the word play and they're using the word plaything is so that you can just sort of almost laugh at it. Just saying, you know, like playtime is over. I was playing, I was pretending, but now it's time to self-adjust. So you have a little playtime. And then the teacher is like, okay, now we're going to our regular class. And so everyone sits up straight and pays attention. So allow yourself to go beyond. Allow yourself the gift of expansion. Allow yourself the gift of that Christ mercy. And so again, that Christ is simply our divine witness, our I am self. So that mercy is, it's being delivered. It's being delivered. Won't you pick it up? Won't you pick up your package? Won't you go get your mail? Won't you go elongate? In other words, to assume your natural proximity. In other words, you're not becoming anything you're not already. It's just sort of like playtime is over and you're resuming your natural existence. So allow yourselves to smile, allow yourselves to breathe a sigh of relief, sort of like this feels better, this feels more like my whole self. So when I'm receiving everyone, it's the true memory where we take back our natural lifestyle, where we are our I am presence already, where we're already lifted up beyond that constriction. And where there is no more, like gift of that false entry. So you're like, well, that didn't seem like quite a gift. You know, it kind of had like a sting. And so this is the point. It's sort of like we're releasing that lever. We're releasing that, you know, just as if like you put a doorstop or you put something that you're now releasing. And allowing that most natural conclusion to be heard, to be understood, to be acquainted with, to be invited. So that invitation is really everything, because we each have free will and we have to invite that higher presence still. So the reason they're saying still is it's still amongst us. It's still available. So it's sort of like, oh my gosh, I forgot it, I'm lost. Well, you just turned your head. In other words, we all just turned and paid attention to this limited proximity. And so now we're simply readjusting. We're like, we're attuning back to our naturally, our like available programming. That programming is not the matrix programming. That programming is far and wide. So in other words, it's our natural gifting, it's our natural station, it's our natural divine union. So when they're saying divine union, it was like a splash, and it was like an entry through a portal, and it was a wing expansion, and it was a remembrance. And it's a very strong suggestion. So what I'm receiving is like this most beautiful jewel that you could imagine. It's, I don't know, 20 size times larger than the Hope Diamond. I mean, it's just extraordinary. And it's not just white light, but it's not just colored light. it's just cascading brilliance. In other words, it has its own energy, it has its own sunshine, it has its own consciousness that it's just captivating. So this jewel represents, it's sort of like the jewel in the lotus, it represents the truth of our self-standing. So that standing, remember in the beginning we were all crouched down, like all fitting into this very, very small quarter, very, very cramped. And so that jewel is sort of beckoning us, like, don't you remember? And so the more that we feel the power of that, the power, so they're emphasizing power because, again, power has gotten a bad rap. Power, hungry, greed, don't care about others. So all of our spiritual, beautiful essence tends to sort of reject power because power doesn't really look so good in the world of the ego. But at last, we're considering our heavenly notion. In other words, power is our fully restored self. Power is when we go inside and we claim our I am presence. Power is the gift of our self-mastery. So self-mastery is mastering consciousness, where we were playing a false game and now we're returning to our natural suggestion. So the energy of this jewel, the energy of this eternal flame within is growing in enticement, in achievement, in allowance, in due proximity, in wholeness, in due recognition, in unfoldment, at last. So when they said at last, there are these beings, it almost feels like a monastery or something. But when we said at last, it was like a bell ringing. It was a chime. It was a declaration. It was a touchdown. It was a remembrance. So when I'm sharing remembrance, it's like there's this being that's coming to our third eye and signaling our wakefulness, signaling our return to our truest memory, our truest allocation. And so they're calling this just like a very natural rebirth. So allow yourselves to be included, allow yourselves to be taken. So taken, it's like we're traveling with our divine self, we're traveling with our higher self, and we're being taken, we're being carried, we're being all consumed. And so we're growing. Oh my gosh, there's that song again. I can see for miles and miles. It seems to be the theme this past couple weeks. So again, I can see for miles and miles with my third eye. I can see for miles and miles in my truest illuminated status. So this truest illuminated status is soon to return. And they want us to breathe through that. They want us to engage with that. They want us to dance with that. They want us to sing with that. So soon to return is we're welcoming it fully. We're welcoming it playfully. The reason I keep using this word play is when we take our spiritual practices a little bit too seriously, how do I say this? It's like we constrict because we still abide in fear. We abide in struggle. So that playfulness sort of allows us to relax and to enjoy the journey because each of us already holds that higher note. So where we're going to, what we're being fully acquainted with is our ultimate return. And the reason it's an ultimate return is we really never left. We just turned our attention sideways. So it's sort of like we looked at like phenomena, we looked at illusion of separation. And so it's like, oh, okay, let me turn my attention back. Let me cross that off my list and come back to my divine union. So It's an eternal congratulations. It's an eternal spring of life. It's an eternal handshake. So that eternal handshake is you're becoming one with your higher self. You're becoming one with your I Am presence. You're becoming one with your true gift of reason. So the reason is sort of like the reason for your existence, the reason you exist, the reason that you are. And so the you is not the small you. It's not the I that is always struggling and begging and manipulating. It's like the welcome I. So it's the I that we all are, the I Am, that is standing ready, standing certain, standing in like pristine explosion. And when they keep using that word explosion, and when they say that, it's just light. So just imagine like sparklers, and just imagine that light sparkling you, waking up you out of your dormant state. So allow that explosion to occur, allow it to be brought forth quickly. So quickly, swiftly, like you don't have to wait. And they're kind of saying like a promise is a promise. So we came into denseness, we came into darkness so that we could restore everything brightly. So the idea is this is where we were heading all along. So allow yourselves to be acquainted, allow yourselves to be lifted, allow yourselves to be full in your full strength. Remember, they're bringing back that solar plexus, that power, that strength. And just allow that to be understood. So the understood is we're going beyond the mind, and we're allowing our higher truth to discern, to sort of like take over the wheel and to provide. So whatever's for our highest and best good, whatever our higher self knows we're ready for, it's like, please allow, please instruct, please take over, please like orchestrate, you know, here's the wheel of my life. And I assume that rightful privilege. So again, this is where we coexist. This is where we're standing ready. And that standing ready, we want to feel love certainty. So this is our root chakra. We want to feel ably allowed, ably provided, ably fulfilled. In other words, when we open up to our divine essence, all is available. All is provided. All is fully restored. So you may feel like a tree. You may have a conversation with Gaia, but you're feeling steady. You're feeling strong. You're feeling gifted. You're feeling all consumed with heavenly grace, all consumed with heavenly allowance. In other words, we're not figuring this out with our mind believes in the false illusion. We're going beyond old circumstances, old beliefs, old fears, old generational injuries, and bringing the fulfillment of our soul contract into life, into activation, into Christ union. So allow that to be understood by all of your cells, allowing the DNA to be activated, allowing it to resonate, be known, requested, allowing that to be the new playbook forevermore. And allow circumstances to change at whim. In other words, we don't have to finish the old dialogue. We don't have to finish the old trespasses. So places where we no longer belong. In other words, it was vibrating to our old sequencing. As we continue to be restored to our fullness, it just no longer holds the same attractiveness. So allow that higher self to dictate. So the old self that feels like it needs to continue the story, it just is being superseded by the light, by the transference of your holy remembrance. And it's just a hop, skip, and a jump. It's sort of like, I don't have to do it the old way. I got the new improved version. So allow that to shift with ease, grace, lightheartedness, allowing that union with your divine essence to be heard, to be remembered, to be recognized. So this is where we're going beyond the mind and listening to the higher heart, listening to our higher self, fully engage, traveling with the light, trusting the light beyond the mind, beyond the sorrow, beyond the past, as if it's just like an old dream that no longer holds any meaning. As we move into our light, as we move into a 5D reality, with ease, with grace, with holy witness. Let it be so. So it is.